Yes, we decided to compile a bit of a best of. Here we go.
Today FM's Ask Me Anything.
Introduce yourself. My name is Dr. Nick Byrne. I'm a dentist at Portobello Dental Clinic in Dublin. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
For the love of God, why do dentists ask a person to talk when you clearly have your hand in their mouth?
I mean, it's quite a tedious job and it's, you know, it's hard to find ways to entertain ourselves. So, you know, you got to, from time to time, you know.
Yeah, so you're in college, are you?
My name is Tara Jabola and I own Circus Jabola and I'm also a former trapeze artist.
Do you eat candy floss for breakfast?
Absolutely no way. I don't even allow my children. I mean, it's a rare occasion that they have it. And, you know, I have mothers coming up to me and please make it a small candy floss. Please make it a small. I can't make it any smaller than what I'm making.
So my name is Orla Devine and I'm a midwife at the National Maternity Hall of Street.
This must obviously be a largely a very happy, rewarding job, bringing new life into the world. But how do you flip between that and dealing with the sad side when something goes wrong? Is it tough on you guys?
It is, and there probably isn't enough supports out there for midwives afterwards. Like, you could have a day where you're looking after somebody like that and then an hour later or half an hour later be given another patient and you just have to put your happy face back on and just go straight back into it, and you don't get time to kind of reflect.
Trina says, what's the craziest baby name you've heard?
Dermot.
Hello, my name is Cyril Gantley and I am founder of the Dublin School of Mortuary Science, where we teach embalming.
How does it feel to be surrounded by death every day?
Very alive. You look at it as a very, very privileged position to be in, because, you know, what you're given is absolutely priceless. Mm. This deceased person that you've been handed is absolutely priceless. You've been given that to take care of and to give back to a family so that they can get on and grieve. If they didn't look as well, you know, it could go, you know, a different way.
While no one was looking, have you ever made them make a silly face?
No.
Hi there, my name is Kim and I work as a dry cleaner in Park Dry Cleaners.
Lee Wall asks, what's the strangest thing you've ever found in a person's pocket?
A few years ago, we got in a man's latex pants.
Okay.
In a pre-swash.
How do you actually clean a pair of latex trousers?
You don't. You kind of just push them aside.
Put them in the bin.
Hi there, my name is David Kavanagh. I'm a firefighter with Dublin Fire Brigade.
Do you have a fireman's pole?
We do have a fireman's pole in every station, yeah.
Do you use it?
Oh, we do, because especially in the two stories, it's the quickest way down. Mm. And when I would have started in Tower Street, actually it was three floors. So it's a skill in itself to go down without breaking your ankle and burning your hands.
What is the most potentially embarrassing situation you've been called out to?
I suppose somebody with a milk bottle on a place that shouldn't have been on a milk bottle.
Hi, my name's Rob Steers and I'm a stay-at-home dad.
Grania asks, did you think it would be fairly simple before you did it and wonder why it might be so difficult?
I did think it was going to be easier. I really did.
What's the hardest part of being a staying-at-home dad?
The boredom. You two are the first adults I've spoken to outside of my marriage in over a month.
Hi, my name is Jason Dunn. I'm a postman, but I'm post.
Are all letterboxes the same?
No. Some of them are so ridiculously small that you can't get a letter in. Yeah. And if you've ever tried to deliver post in the lashing rain and you're trying to fold a small letter into a tiny slot, you really want to just ring the people who make them and say, stop it.
Hi, my name is Des O'Toole and I'm a driver and I work for Dublin Bus.
Claire McBride says, do you like when people say thanks or cheers when they're getting off, or do you care at all?
I do care. I really, really do care. And I know that sounds a bit childish, but no, it's nice.
Are you jealous of the bendy bus drivers?
Only sometimes.
My name is Ian Dempsey. Today FM, Ask Me Anything.
Tony wants to know, who do you prefer, Zig or Zag?
Oh, no.
Ian! Ian!
Me!
Answer me!
Pick me! I really can't do that. It would be like asking me which of my children, you know, I like, or which tough. David Bowie album do I like?
My name is Father Chris O'Donnell and I'm a priest based in Limerick.
Have you ever gotten drunk on altar wine?
No, I can safely categorically say no to that question.
Could you?
I do know in altar wine there's a percentage of alcohol in it. So, like anything, if you drank enough of it, you probably could.
Have you ever been to an exorcism?
No. I have been called to a haunted house once.
What did they want you to do there?
They wanted me to go up to the ghost in the front box room and ask him to leave, I think, really.
Did you do it?
I did. He wasn't there when I called up. Much to my relief.
Hi there, my name is Danielle Robinson and I work as a tattoo artist and body piercer with Dublin Ink.
Did you ever have an Irish mammy drag someone in by the ear who had been tattooed and maybe it wasn't being approved of at home or maybe they were underage?
We had a gentleman that got tattooed abroad. It was this old school piece on the top of his arm and it was this topless Hawaiian lady. It was really cool, you know, but he was just back from travelling and, you know, was back to living in his mommy's house and came on to get a bra tattooed onto her.
Hi, my name is Clive and I'm a doorstep agent with Avonmore and I'm a milkman.
Emily Barrett asks, any milk related disasters?
Just left the back door of the van open one morning. That's probably the...
Did it all fall out?
The car's flashing at me, just a couple of drums. So.
Oh, right, okay.
But you think a cow is after being run over with one drum of milk spills on the ground, it looks like there's after being a massacre.
Cows don't bleed milk as far as I'm aware.
Hi there, my name is Laura Maloney. I'm a beauty therapist.
If a bloke comes in, are they getting like everything removed down there? Or are they just going for bits?
It would be mainly like just a tidy in the area. So just say, for instance, like we named our waxing type. So instead of coming in for like a Californian or a basic bikini, we put names on them and we put characters to them. So our male wax is the most common male wax and it's our Tidy Tom. So Tom is wearing like tight boxers.
Yeah. Do you do a little Hitler?
No. Not for men.
Hi there, my name is Dermot Bannon and I am an architect on Room to Improve.
The final question is from every person in Ireland and it is, I think we should all say this at the same time.
Well, I say it.
No, well, can I guess? Yeah, you guess,
can I guess
yeah.
what it is. Yeah. Why do you constantly go over budget?
Yes! That's exactly what it is.
Yes.
Well, so answer then.
What's your answer, Dermot Bannon?
My answer is I actually never go over budget. If you look at the show, right? And if you look at the design that I present...
Settle in, folks. We're going to be here a while.
Ask me anything. Today FM.